Now, paternity leave should be something we have to look at, because it gives that privilege to the father to also be in close contact with the newborn and all the processes leading to the newborn in such a way that apart from the mother doing many things and going through quite a number of things, the father will have certain roles to play. If he's given that chance from work to play that role, he'll play it better. And the other thing is that it makes double parenting, that the single parenting, which is a load already, it makes the presence of fathers during childbirth and child rearing be very cognizant. So I think that it should not put any pressure on any business, on the business community.
I don't business shouldn't tie down to just the dollar.
No, not that just the dollar, because that also gives quality to society. And that is the ultimate we have to look at. Society should actually come up with that quality, both from the mother and the father. And I just think they could be actually be considered not exactly the same way as the mothers. Like maybe they could be given maybe a month of paternity leave, and that should be able to help a lot. The father should abreast himself with things, so there are people who are not able to even take care of their own babies.
Right. But what about the issue of father has two baby mothers?
No, I mean,
and they might be delivering, having baby 1 month apart, within the same month.
No, man. The issue being that it has to be regulated. There must be some framework done in such a way that, remember that we are not people who believe in polygamy, but the whole issue of baby mother, baby father thing has actually flourished because we have not been able to arrest the situation of making this. So it has gone through. Yeah, it has gone through the gate. But if we are to look at paternity leave, then we are also going to look at the issue of this baby mother, baby father thing, to make sure that it is actually framed within the context of regularizing or actually making the play field even. So if you have taken paternity leave at one point, it should be actually be dictated in such a way that it's not...
You can't manipulate it.
You can't manipulate it. You cannot manipulate it.
So you're saying that, okay, if you have paternity leave in a single 12-month period,
yes,
you are entitled to only one
month.
So he will now have to know.
You have to know which one he wants to use for the...
Maybe take 2 weeks and for one day, more than 2 weeks for the
other. Well, if he wants to do that, that is fine. The paternity leave is going to be, let's say, 1 month per year.
Right.
So if you want to use that 1 month for three baby mothers, well, we are not actually going to regulate that matured activity in a way. No, we want to regulate how you use your maternity leave to attend to your family, whoever you call family. In this world, nothing can be easy. You are going to have difficulties, but our brain is going to chip in to see how we can actually balance things to make it comfortable for society to thrive. So I think it should not be a problem. If females are giving 2 months, I think males could be giving a month. I think it's just fair.
In Ghana, they give
paternity. They have been talking about it. I think they started last year. No, they started last year, paternity leave, yes.
It hasn't passed
in Yes.
So they started it. I'm sure you celebrated that.
Yeah, I think, look, I believe in personal freedom, you know. I believe in people should be allowed to enterprise for the good of society. There should be laws that should check that to make sure that people don't overdo things to endanger the norms of society.
See where it comes from.
Yeah,
because that is far more than there's a greater good down the road.
Yes. At the end of the day, you are going to find a healthier society. You are going to find fathers being more attached, a bit more attached to their families than when they were not being given. And the mothers are going to be looking out for that when they know that it is legislated into law.
Right.
That fathers also have what is.
Especially the stable homes.
Stable homes. That is what we want. We want stable homes. The problem that we have in society is that a lot of homes are not stable. And parenting has become almost a single individual's duty. And generally, it's becoming the mother's their duties. I mean, if you analyze, it's almost about 70, 75, 25. That single mothers are carrying the decision. Oh, it doesn't matter if you're actually contributing some money towards that, but we are talking about parenting. Parenting doesn't just boil down to money. I mean, you are there for your child.
Yeah.
I mean, child rearing process takes a lot.
It's psychological and spiritual and mental.
You have to be a role model. Oh, my father is the strongest man in the world. Yeah. That type of thing.